This is good. This is good. When you hit a wall, you gotta change the subject. So, why did Pop break up? I mean, Rhonda told me that you guys were friends growing up.
We were, yes. And then Colin met a new manager who convinced him he was the true star of the band. And shortly after that, he left, taking with him the last three songs we'd written together and putting them on his solo album, which went on to sell a mere 8 million records.
But how did you deal with that?
Well, with drugs, alcohol, and ultimately my own solo album.
Cool.
This copy has been in the racks for 6 years.
Come on.
No, I check every week. You see, I made a little mark just there on the back, see? It sold only 50,000 copies, most of those to my mother. Rolling Stone called it a crass, contrived effort, not even good enough for a dentist's chair.
Well, I'm sure there were other reviews.
There were, but none as good as that one. And they were right, by the way. Yeah. To cut a long story short, I gave up trying to write, lost an incredible amount of money, and then my apartment. Chris stuck by me, booked me an 80s reunion night on Long Island. And suddenly, they liked me again. You know, it was weird. It was like I'd never been away. The audience was a tad older, as was I, but we were very, very profoundly happy to see each other again. And, went on from there. Cruises, reunions, Knott's Berry Farm, which I'm sure you're familiar with, Busch Gardens, that's one of my big fixtures of the year. What else can I tell you?
I really appreciate you opening up to me like this. I know what it's like to live with a shadow overhead.